Guys, welcome back to the podcast. I'm joined in studio by the recent Cage Warriors, Cage Warriors 169 winner, Tommy Brunning. Tommy, how are you doing and how are you feeling?
Feeling good, man. Feeling really good. Feeling nice and full, and yeah, just up in spirits. You know what I mean? I've got some good things to look forward to this weekend. Obviously, last weekend was obviously a great up as well. So I'm feeling good.
No, that's fantastic. Starting with your recent fight at Cage Warriors 169 against was it Simone or Simon Cesari Kevin? How just how was it? Because I also saw in the so that was your debut on Cage Warriors on for the professional fighters.
Yeah, it was a good experience, to be fair. Like, it was just like another fight, to be fair. So it was no different than that. I've had eight sort of amateur fights, so I've been there, done that. Do you know what I mean? So I fought on obviously Cage Warriors Academy main events. So it weren't like a, it was definitely a step up, and obviously a step in the right direction. But in regards to sort of the pressures and stuff like that, it weren't for me. I was just more excited to get in there. Do you know what I mean? I was more excited to show people big things are growing. I was more excited to show people what and put my name on the map a bit, and I feel exactly what I think I've done.
Now you have you fought in the Cage Warriors Academy, which is like the sub part of the main Cage Warriors brand. So more or less you fought under the Cage Warriors umbrella already. So you already got your foot in the door, people know you are. But this was on the more professional scene, like, so there's like more eyeballs in the fight because Cage Warriors is not just known across the UK but also around the world. It's like one of the stepping stones that fighters here in the UK and in Ireland used to get their foot in the door of the UFC. Did you feel that there was added pressure?
Yes and no, not too much. Like I said, it's for me it's just another fight, it's just another opponent. The sort of pressure was more in the gym in the weeks leading up. Do you know what I mean? It's a change of rounds, change of pace, obviously a change of rules, including elbows, knee, leg locks, ankle locks, stuff like that, knees to the head. So that again, it was just the adaptation more just in the gym in the weeks up and coming. When it comes to the actual day, obviously bigger crowds, bigger venue, bigger event, bigger all overall. However, I sort of tried grinding myself and sort of thrived in a moment, and you sort of see that in my walkout. I sort of just took it all in my stride, and sort of took it on the chin, so to speak. So yeah, obviously it was a major step up, but it's one of them ones you can either sink or float, can't you? So, and I thought I floated the whole time. So yeah, I'm excited again to get back in there. Cage Warriors is one hell of a show and a great
Yeah.
promotion to be on. So yeah, I'm grateful for them having me and allowing me to sort of show who I am and put my name on the map. And that's what I think I did. So yeah.
I've looked at your fight record, and I mean, from the sources, from what that I checked, your past fights and all, even your amateur results look really, really, really good. I mean, I was going over the interviews that you've had in the past, and well, you say you got into MMA fairly late. You say at the age of 21, but still, your amateur record is really, really good. I mean, can you talk a bit about that, just to expand on it a little bit?
Yeah, on the I think you get that from sort of the Tapology and that, because I think it needs to be updated because it says 5-0 on there, but I think I'm 8-0. So obviously it just
Right.
goes to show a little bit of more experience, because when you heard the commentator say I've obviously fought some very good talents in my amateur career, I was 5-0. Sort of makes me sound a little bit. It's not no problem, but again, it just makes me sound like I'm a little bit sort of wet behind the ears, which I'm not. Like, obviously I did start MMA very late, started fighting very late at the age of 20 or 21. But I've been very active throughout the years that I have been competing. Obviously we had 3 years out from COVID and I had another year off from injury, but you think really realistically I've only been fighting for 3 years and I've already had eight fights in my amateur career plus my first pro. So I've been very active. I've never shied away from that sort of a challenge. My first fight back after 3 years of COVID and an injury, I fought for the belt on a 2 week notice for Cage Warriors Academy. And obviously we won it. So I fought some big guys. I fought some guys who obviously definitely didn't make weight on some different shows. And I fought obviously some very undefeated talents. and champs in the amateur career. So I think I've done everything I could do on my amateur level. That's why I sort of went pro. So I'm looking to sort of mirror that on my pro record as well.
Because in the fight, in your fight record, looking at the your opponents, their fight record, they've got very few losses. If at best, either it's zero, maybe 8-0, 2-0, 1-0. But their fight record also looks really, really good. So definitely, you are going up against tough guys there.
Yeah, I think you've got to test yourself at the end of the day. I've said it before. I'd rather fight someone who's 10-0 and fought no ones, and then fight someone who's 3-3 who's fought six great fighters. You know what I mean? So it's records can be misleading, very misleading. But obviously, like I said, it's more the fact that I'm on a personal journey at the end of the day. It's not about what my record says for other people. It's about how I'm going to develop as a fighter and how I'm going to develop as a person. And the only way to do that is obviously challenging yourself. Obviously, not jumping into the deep end and obviously putting yourself in what's called, but you've got to be a bit smart about it. But at the same time, you want to be stretching out there a little bit and testing yourself and obviously be treading water a little bit because that's the only way you learn to swim.
It is the first time of me speaking to you, and all my guests that I've had on the show, if it's the first time of me speaking to them, I always ask about their background, who they are, where they've come from, and how they got into the sport. So can I ask you, can you talk a little bit about your history and how you ventured onto the mixed martial arts scene?
Yeah, so originally I'm from East London, born and raised in East London when I was younger. My family sort of all East London, all from around Mile End, Stepney, Poplar, all around that way. Moved out into Essex about 16 years ago, something like that. Sort of always loved fighting, sort of loved sort of watching it and sort of being part of it. I wanted to start doing a bit of boxing, but never really went to any classes or anything like that. And then one day my pal said to me, "Look, I'm going to this MMA class if you want to come." And I sort of shrugged off. I was like, "Nah, it's not really a bit of me. Don't really fancy it." And then I was like, "Go on, I'll give it a go because he won't leave me alone." So I ended up going with him. And then, mate, I fell in love with it. And I think after 2 or 3 months, I think I started in April. And then my first fight was in July. So I got onto my first fight straight away, sort of fell in love with it. And I haven't looked back since, really, and that's sort of my life. I mean, I've got my own two businesses, but I'm trying to run on the side as well. But obviously, everything it comes down to it gives me a little bit more freedom to be able to sort of focus on my fighting and obviously do everything I can to make myself better.
You started April, and already in the next 2, 3, maybe 4 months around that mark,
Yeah.
already you're being pushed in the octagon for your first, maybe not professional, but your first official fight.
Yeah, correct. Yeah,
That is crazy. That is
I've
crazy.
got some good memories of me and my pal sort of sparring on concrete outside gyms and stuff like that. So, do you know what I mean? It's sort of always like it's always been in my blood. My brothers are the same. My dad's always was the same back in the day and everything. So it's sort of like, I mean, people know my family, know my dad, know exactly what he's like. So it's sort of it was within me, do you know what I mean? So I'm sort of just glad I'm doing it in a sort of in a ring rather than anywhere else, really.
You say that the first time you went to the gym with your friend, because he was almost harassing you to just to come and try it.
Yeah,
You
alone.
said immediately it didn't take you long for you to fall in love with the sport. I mean, was it for you basically that when you're hitting those pads and doing those leg kicks, when you're doing the sparring in general, it feels like there's this kind of suppressed rage that you're able to vent out, is it?
Yeah, I would say so. I think a lot of it for me would be obviously the sort of culture in my gym and the community in my gym. TSG's my second home. I'm there probably more than I am in my own house, you know what I mean? With work and all of that. I see the boys more than I see my missus. I basically live there, do you know what I mean? So having a culture of going there and having great sort of talent coming out of TSG from like people like Walter, Stav. And then obviously with my head coaches, Dan Brazotta, Again, Stav as well. Walt is now obviously one of my coaches as well. So I've got some great coaches behind me. And walking in there, sort of wet behind the ears, it was sort of welcoming. It was sort of I belong there. Do you know what I mean? So and now it's sort of it's funny because years have gone by, and where I was a new boy, and now I'm sort of one of the top boys. Me and obviously one of the other boys, Cammy, who's actually fighting tomorrow on the Cage Wars Academy for his lightweight belt.
Yes, yeah.
So it's good to see sort of now we've sort of rejuvenated the gym and sort of revitalized the sort of coaches, and now everyone's getting back into it. We're getting a lot of young new faces and sort of good warriors coming in the gym now. So it's sort of seeing the sort of transition from where Stav and Walter and Dan and all them obviously the fighters back in the day were the sort of well, the up and coming like obviously who were competing at the time in Bellator and Bama and stuff like that. They've sort of gone out to coaching. And now, obviously, where we come up as an amateurs, we're now sort of turning pro and obviously winning belts on the amateur level. So we're the sort of the next wave, and it's good to see. So yeah, like I said, it was a lot of that. I would say is the culture. There might have been something deep inside me sort of screaming out for me to do it. Do you know what I mean? But like I said, TSG is been perfect. So it's good to sort of be a part of it, be a part of the journey, and share the journey with obviously my teammates and obviously my head coach Dan. And stabbing the boys and that.
With the success you've achieved in the sport so far, not, in amateur and even entering into your professional stage of your career, definitely, I mean, can we touch base on your fight camp, your nutrition, how, I mean, you specifically as the fighter you are, the person you are, how would a fight camp for you go like? I mean, how would you go about making weights and the source of nutrition you'd have to normally stick to?
Yeah, so I'm a very sort of clean eater, very very clean eater when it comes to sort of, at the moment I'm not when I'm out of camp, but obviously that's my sort of reward sort of thing. I'm not really a big boozer. I don't really drink a lot. But for me is I'm a very people that know me. Everyone calls me sort of a try and a believer. So I read things and I research and I see what I can get, that next 1% of making me better, the next 1% that could give me the edge over someone or give me the edge in training. So I'm always trying new things, always trying new diets. I went vegan a few years ago for near enough 2 years to see if that could help me with my cardio levels and stuff like that. And then obviously I try different things throughout sort of my camps and obviously how I adapt as a person. So for me, nutrition is a massive, massive thing. I do a lot of it myself because, like I said, I sort of trust myself with it. I cut weight myself in regards to the sort of I'm very strict in that regard. In regards to camp, like I said, I've got a great team behind me. I've got great coaches who obviously leading me, who've been there, done that. Do you know what I mean? They've all been there, done that. I've got obviously my head coach, Royce Gracie, her first ever black belt in the whole of Europe, who's been there around the world, fought world championships and trained GB in the Great Britain judo team. I've got Stav, who obviously was in Bellator and Bama and fought all around the world in Dubai. And do you know what I mean? I've got these people around me who have been there, done that. So for me, is more, I'm not just a student in the gym. I'm a student to life, really. So we sit down a lot of after sessions and after training sessions and one-to-ones and PTs. And sometimes I'm sitting there for 2 hours with my coaches just talking about life and obviously our religion, which is a big part of my life as well. Nutrition, headspace, mental clarity, and how I should be acting as a man and as a person and obviously as a gym partner or as a friend. And so all these things, like I said, it's more than just MMA coaching, and that's what I said earlier on with TSG. It was more than just a gym to me. Do you know what I mean? It's a lifestyle. It's friends. It's family. It's for instance, I'm getting baptized this Sunday, and my head coach is going to be my sort of sponsor, like my godfather. Do you know what I mean? So that's how close we are in the gym. So, and it's good because everyone in my gym, especially like my head coaches and that, we are all religiously aligned. We're all obviously ethics in line. We're all on the same path to being better people and sort of bringing people up around us. So we're all driving towards the same way. There's no one pulling back on us. Do you know what I mean? So it's great to be a part of that culture and be around people like that. Because again, you are who you hang around with at the end of the day. And if you're hanging around with people who just want the best for them and for yourself, that's what's going to rub off on you. So for me, that's obviously the big a big part, and a big part of camp is enjoying the camp. Do you know what I mean? It's not
Yes,
about
yeah.
driving yourself into the ground and obviously putting yourself in situations you shouldn't be. It's about enjoying camp, and it's a journey. You've got to enjoy the journey. Everyone's focusing on becoming the world champion of double weight and triple weights and all this sort of stuff. That will come, but that will only come if you enjoy the journey at the end of the day, and you'll look back on the moments and it's the journey that you remember. Do you know what I mean? Not the belts. It's not you don't think about that sort of stuff. Like, for instance, my Cage Warriors Academy belts is, for me, they're not the achievement. The achievement for me is being able to get into that situation. Do you know what I mean? And my
Yeah.
camps and going to places like Sweden and training out there, and all these are the things that I remember. So obviously it's just about surrounding yourself with the right people and putting yourself on the right path. And obviously it's God's will at the end of the day, I believe. And I think God's obviously put these people in my life to better me, and obviously for me to become better and better people around me.
Your nickname, how did you
Yeah.
How'd you come up with that?
So it all started. It used to be a saying, me and my brother used to say in the gym, was big things are gone, which means obviously big things are happening. So obviously it all started when I started the MMA. And then coming up to my first fight, he was all saying, "Look, big things are going. Like, things are going to happen. Like, it's going to go off and everything." And then Walter started calling me big things, and Stav it started calling me big things, and it sort of got shortened. And obviously, you see on my fights, I just kept winning, and obviously in the gym, just kept turning up and putting in hard sessions, and then it sort of stuck. And then now, sort of everything, people don't even call me Tommy anymore. Everyone just calls me big things. So so it's more.
Really?
Yeah, so like I said, it's that is me. That is my tag. So that's how I'm living my life, and that's how I think my fight career is gonna go. So
And I was gonna ask you about your business that you run. I think, is it you and your brother or so, or you
yeah,
and
so
your
I've
friend?
got a clothing company with me and the missus. So it's a woman's clothing company. That's called Mauve London. That's going really well. We've got a big drop coming out this year, and then I've got a building company with me and my brother. So yeah, and then so that's going really well as well. So it allows me a couple of that sort of extra time to be able to get to the gym twice a day and be a little more flexible, which is obviously the good thing. I sort of took a big risk of leaving my job a few just over a year ago. And ever since then, obviously, it's been the best thing I can do, because it's allowed me to focus more on my fighting and get to where I am. Because obviously, again, it's more you need to put the time into this game. It's about discipline. It's about obviously hard work, and hard
Yeah.
work beats talent every day of the week.
Yes, definitely. I fully agree with that.
That's even not even just the fighting. Again, that is the mental game and the spiritual game, and again, the nutrition and surrounding. So all this stuff is. It's like, do you know what I mean? It's easy to go to the fridge and get some snacks and when you're hungry, but it takes obviously hard work and discipline to make sure you're eating the correct amount of food and what you're eating and what you're fueling your body with and stuff like that. So your whole life becomes a business at the end of the day, especially when you're going pro. So that's one of the big things I've learned, especially over the last sort of 6 months since I signed my contract.
Speaking of going pro, already at the beginning of the conversation, I mentioned about how Cage Warriors is already in its own right. They are a big brand and a big, will I say, one of the big heavyweights of mixed martial arts from events here in the UK and possibly globally as well. They're tied, of course, to the UFC with the UFC Fight Pass. But going forward, are there any there's new future plans? Are there any particular mainstream mixed martial arts or combat sports and promoters that you would like to join and fight on their fight card?
Mate, if I'm honest, you know, is that Cage Warriors is the place for me. I've signed a firefight deal. It was always part of the plan. It was always sort of our plan to get onto Cage Warriors. So I'm very grateful that I've been given the opportunity to get on there. For me, I'm not looking for anywhere else. I just want to sort of grow on this platform. I think it's the best platform in the whole of Europe, and obviously got the most eyes on it. It's got great shows, and obviously I see that last Saturday. To be a part of that show. So that sort of fueled me even more to want to be a part of it and become sort of one of their boys and one of their head names. So I just hope I can sort of put on a bit of a show for when I'm coming in and obviously when people start learning and knowing big things and start drawing some more people to the promotion and yeah, become a historian in a Cage Warriors name. Do you know what I mean? Like people like Conor McGregor and Paddy the Baddy and Tom Aspinall and people like this. Do you know what I mean? So that's my aim at the moment. Like I said, we've got plans for the future, like everyone does. But for this chapter of my life, Cage Warriors is all I've got my eye on. And obviously, like I said, I'm very grateful for them for allowing me the opportunity to obviously be a part of it and start my journey.
Do you think, I want to make sure I phrase this question correctly. Do you think that being a Christian, being a Catholic, the spiritual that spiritual element has impacts and probably helps you in your fighting career, probably as in when you're preparing for a fight, being disciplined, all those things. Do you think it's had an effect?
Definitely. It's only been sort of the past year, excuse me, that I've been sort of a Catholic. Like I said, I've been working hard again with my Catholicism. I've been learning my faith. Like I said, I'm getting baptized this Sunday. I've been going to church school every Monday, missing out on training sessions to go and stuff like that. So it has just truly changed my life. I mean, Christ has changed my life, and I think it's made me a better person. It's made me more disciplined. It's made me more hardworking. It's made sort of everything accountable. So I can't, when I'm having days off, or if I'm gonna have a cheat meal or something like that, and if I'm not training as hard, it's always in my mind that spurs me on and thinks, no, you've got to do this. You've got, I mean, I've been given a gift in regards to my talent, I believe, and I can't be wasting it. Do you know what I mean? I've been given a gift from God, and I think that I'm only letting him down if I'm letting myself down. So for me, it is a major part of my life. It's made everything better for me, and obviously I'm truly grateful to God for allowing me all these opportunities in life and giving me the ability to be disciplined and hardworking. So who am I to sort of not take that and put that to one side? Do you know what I mean? So like I said, I believe this is bigger than me, and I've been given the opportunity and the gifts to be hardworking and be disciplined and be dedicated. So I'm not going to be throwing that away. Do you know what I mean?
So when can we see you stepping into the octagon again? Do you know when your next fight date is going to be?
Well, I know there's a London show on a new one for July 20th. Obviously, it'd be good to get back on that for obviously the obvious reasons of being one of the homeboys. And getting a lot of people there. I had loads of people come to the last show. But for me, I do want to be in the cage a lot earlier than that. If I want to see, I want to be active. I don't want to be leaving long waits for my fights. I want to be active. I want to be getting in there. I want to be spreading my name about. And obviously, like I said, I'm on a journey with Cage Warriors. So obviously, I've got to sit down with the team. I'm enjoying my first week for the time being. Like I said, I'm back to training already. I was back to training on Tuesday, but I can enjoy some food for a little bit. And then once we get this fight over tomorrow from Cammy, and then we can have a sort of a sit down as a team and start discussing the plan and sort of the next steps.
I look forward to seeing your next fight. I really do.
No, I
Really
appreciate that,
do.
mate. Thank you very much.
Last but by no means least, are there any shout outs you want to give to coaches, family and friends, and other any sponsors?
Yeah, obviously, I want to give a obviously massive shout out to all my team. Dan Brazzotta, my head coach, Stav, Walter, my other coaches, Farai, my boxing coach, all the boys in the gym, Aaron, my manager, my brother. Yeah, obviously, my whole family and friends. I couldn't do this without them. So that's a massive thing for me as well. It's obviously having a support system around me to even people like my girlfriend. It's hard. I know it's probably hard for a girl to be fighting. It all looks like glitz and glamour at the end of the day, but people don't see I'm in the gym till 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, and I'm not getting home till silly hours. And so it things like that is hard. So I'm truly grateful for obviously people who come to support me, and obviously I support me in the gym and outside of the gym. And obviously a big shout out to all my sponsors: KBH Building Services, Brandon Building, Mauve London, Kimora Performance, center point roofing, birdcage. So all of them, thank you obviously for my sponsorships. And yeah, obviously if anyone wants to get on there as well for sponsors for the next fight, hit me up. Yeah, we can get going. Like I said, big things are gone, big things are happening. And just say thank you to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Tommy, thank you so much for coming on the show. Please send me all the tags and links for all those people and companies you mentioned. I'll include all the posts and stories for the episode. Guys, thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Please don't forget, you can also catch the audio version of this podcast on Spotify, iTunes, and Google Podcasts. And please, if you're listening to Spotify, don't forget to leave a rating there. It does help the podcast grow. And don't forget to subscribe on YouTube and leave a like as well. Tommy, once again, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for that. Cheers for having me,
Okay.
brother. Thank you.
Take care.
Yes.
Bye.